Yeah, he might have been wondering, what is this? What is this Greco? There is a danger there. There is a danger there.
The body English post stuff, I play a lot of poker, and it does work. A lot of the stuff it portrays, you can read people's hands by
yeah.
the body English and the things in the defensive and the people lean
yeah.
up. Or, I mean, and it's the same thing.
There's something to it, that's for sure. And I do know that if I'm leaning forward on you and you're sitting back, that is not a good thing, and I can feel that. It's something that I can feel. I don't know if a new sales guy can feel that. He may not have the experience. So the point I'm making here is if you're talking to somebody, and the other thing could be this, it's just as bad. I had a guy come up to me at the end of a program one time, and he goes, John, I think I have a problem when... I'm going to kill this guy. Where am I hiding his body? That's what I'm thinking. That's what I'm thinking. He get it out, fella. Let's hear it. You know, is what I'm thinking, for God's sake. So, you know, if God bless the folks from the South, and I'm not trying to disparage anyone, but you know, if a guy from the really slow speaking areas is talking to somebody that's like a real hyper type of individual, man, there's going to be a major serious disconnect there. So you got to speed it up and take the appropriate drugs or whatever to get yourself on the same on a level playing field.
Eye contact, huge too, I think.
Yes, have an eye contact, good eye contact. Yes, and it doesn't have to be, you know, a lock on thing. It doesn't have to be a lock on thing. It can, as long as you're not afraid to have eye contact with a customer, and you need to do that, and I think that's important.
Yeah, it can be intimidating to some people if you're constantly looking.
Yeah, you're just, you know, it's like, are you, yeah, so you, yeah. Okay. Some other things here. The word I, in my view, and I try to do this, it's very hard to do it, just never use the word I. Just never use it. There's no benefit to using the word I. It's hard to do, but when you write emails and stuff like that, what I've tried to do is I write my email, then I go back. Normally when I write an email, it starts off something like this. Get this thing over to me right away, or you know, something. That's how I think. So then I write my email, then I go back and I say, you know, oh, hi, Magnus. You know, how's your golf game? I add that all in later. You know, it's all about softening the way you communicate. I want this, I want, you know, you got five I's in a row. You got to start changing things, because that is not a good thing. Nobody wants to hear, I wrote this book, I did the materials, this is mine, I. Who wants to hear that? You know, they want to know somebody that they can connect with, and that's somebody that's a we person. Now, in
I think a lot of times you can,
yeah.
Try to do something.
What can be done
is use SECO. You know, instead of saying, I like to, you know, show you some cost savings, I say, you know, SECO's corporate plan is to show customers values through cost savings.
Why don't you say our? You know, when I was working with my own salespeople, they would say stuff like they. They, meaning, you know, the company. It's we, isn't it? We. We want to do this. It's all we. To me, we. We is the most comforting word you can use. We've done a lot of testing. You know, this material is here. We've developed this material. Really, I didn't develop this. I was, you know, start out with some from here and some from there. And so it's developed over time with inputs from tons of folks and so on. Some of my own thinking. But, you know, it's a we thing. And I think if you say SECO, it's like you're not part of it. That's my own feeling there. And, you know, maybe you could say, we at SECO, you know, then I think that's fine. We at SECO want to do this because you're part of it. And our literature, it's not, they screwed up all this literature. They can't ship this stuff from Europe. You know, that's not, why would you say that kind of stuff?
It's a disconnect.
It is. And we're all part of we. If you don't like where you work, get out of here, is my feeling. This is a fabulous company with the most caring management organization that I've ever worked with in my life. And I mean that right on from Jan Erk. I don't even know who's running the thing now at the top. But when Jan Erk was there and the rest of the gang, totally unbelievable. And Magnus's dad was part of that, too. And he's still working for SECO, I believe, right?
No, he's retired.
Oh, is he retired, huh? Well, he better be at the golf this year because I want to buy him dinner. Repeating the customer's words. Customer says something, we want to repeat it back. So you go to a customer and say, Brian, Can you tell me how things are going out in the shop? Yeah, things are going pretty good, except I got some problems with this VTL. We're having all kinds of problems with holding things down. So you're having problems on the VTL. Wow. Anybody get hurt or anything like that? You know, so that's how you do it. You repeat. So the customer says, geez, I like this guy. Why does he like you? He likes you because you listen to him. Now, here's what my girlfriend does. I tell her, oh, my God, this is what happens. She goes, oh, I understand. You know, what does that mean? Now, hold a second. Right. I understand. Or, you know, here's another example.
Talking about something completely different, though.
Yeah, well, that's true. Yeah, just starting on a conversation from 10 minutes ago, right? Totally ignoring Mike. Yeah.
Didn't even acknowledge.
Yeah, I get very little respect. I'm looking for somebody with a little respect, actually. The idea there is, let's just say it's Friday. It's 4 o'clock. You're on your way home. You got to go to some activity that night. And you go up over a bridge and you see this building on the other side and you say, wow,